opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Delivers it. Caglione blasts it. Deep center field. Cruises back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center. 466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Whoa. A two-run homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yahtzee. I think we were all Jake Eisenberg, who you heard there on the Royals broadcast that you can listen to on 96.5 The Fan, though. Whoa! I remember last night I was sitting in my living room and I had one of those, oh my effing gosh, moments. And that's something you love to see, mm-hmm. right? That's something that we promised. It was there's going to be one of those moments where Cag's going to hit one of those, you know, skyscraper type of bombs. And that went off the bat. That went above the batter's eye back in that little wedge that they showed last night. And you can tell that, you know, Bally's has that new like graphic where they can kind of like 3D it and show you actually where it lands. Yeah. If you want. And they showed, and it's just a mesmerizing shot last night from Jack Caglione. And it's something we talked about on Tuesday, which was, or I guess Wednesday, we brought up with Q in the interview about how like that at bat the night before that got Garcia to third might have been more important than the home run that he had hit in the previous at-bats in that night. And then last night, steps up to the plate, hits one of those polarizing shots that put you in Eisenberg's spot right there where you're like, wow, that's raw power. Even though Salvador Perez was the hero last night, and you put all that together with a decent start from Chris Bubich, and the Royals win, and they sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And you kind of want your captain to be your hero every once in a while, too, especially, you know, with the season that he's had and everybody saying, you know, he's washed and, you know, text line wanted him traded this morning from Vern's show last night, it appeared. And, you know, some of the other stuff that, you know, people have been saying about Salvi. We want to kick our athletes to the curb so fast, right? We never want to give anybody time. And that's the thing with baseball. It's a game of time. You have to have time. You have to have the ability to sit back and watch the day go by, really, to be a baseball fan, because that's the way the sport is. And with Jack Caglione, people wanted this guy to come up here and hit home runs right from the start. It doesn't work that way. Major League Baseball is the hardest sport to break in. Spart, what I said, like I was in St. Louis. But it's the hardest sport in which to break into. I mean, no other sport has the minor leagues like baseball does, right? It's so hard to be a successful big league player. Failure at 70% of the time is a Hall of Famer in the game. And so that's why you got to give these guys time and opportunity. And quite honestly, it's why you can't live baseball day to day. I think you drive yourself nuts living baseball day to day and worrying about the day to day minutiae of things. You take it in 10 game chunks. And now Jack Caglione is starting to heat up a little bit. And that's a good thing. And that's great. And that's why we were talking about it earlier in the week. We're not sending this guy down to the minors. There's no reason to send Jack Caglione to the minors. He'll learn at the big league level. He'll get more experience failing and learning from his failures at the big league level than he will going down to the minor leagues and hitting home runs off of players you've never heard of and never will see ever again. So that's working out the way we exactly said it would. He'd be fine at the big league level. And he's got the ability now to hit the home run. He's got the ability now to see himself hitting the home run. And he's got to have a much clearer head than he did even just 2 days ago when we were talking about him. And so that's why you leave him up at the big league level. He's not going to gain anything from AAA Omaha anymore. He's going to learn here at the big league level, and it's starting to pay off.
Back-to-back nights they won in walk-off fashion. It always seemed like everybody was walking off against the Royals. The Royals walk off Pittsburgh twice. They sweep the series. Like you had said yesterday, keep bad teams bad, yeah. Keep losing teams losing. It's not their fault they played Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just swept the team about a week ago that's getting ready to come into Kansas City, which is the Mets. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of people, you're probably one of them as well, that, yeah, it's fun to watch them sweep Pittsburgh, but it's even better to see how you handle the teams like the Mets, who are 53-39. Currently in second place, but only a half game behind the leader in their division, whereas the Royals are currently in second place, but 13 games behind Detroit. Royals, 46-48. You win two out of three, you're 48-49 going into the All-Star break, which is essentially, what, week 9, week 10 of the NFL season?
Well, you're 100 games in, essentially, on Sunday. We'll be 90. Can you believe that?
96, 97,
97 games in on Sunday? Sunday will be the 97th game. So yeah, you're 10 games into an NFL season. Mm-hmm. You kind of know where you are. You got 7 weeks to go, and now it's a sprint, obviously, mm-hmm. to the end. You're going to try to add some pieces to this puzzle, but you've got an opportunity against the Mets. I think this is a great opportunity for the Royals because they've got today off, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll do their Diamond of Dreams thing tonight out at Kauffman Stadium, and so the players will be involved in that, but they get a night off. Mm-hmm. Today, the Mets are playing two games in Baltimore against a bad Orioles team in an environment that is as humid as all get out, right? They were supposed to play last night. They were supposed to have a day game today and then leave Baltimore early and get to Kansas City in a reasonable hour. Mm-hmm. Now they're playing a game at the time when they were supposed to be taking off from the airport in Baltimore. So now the Mets are going to be coming in here off of two games in one day against the Orioles, where the Royals had an off day. The Mets are going to be, you know, pissed about that because nobody wants to land at 3 a.m. and go to a hotel and do, you know, all that stuff, regardless if you're traveling with a major league team or not. It's still 3:00 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so they're not going to be well rested. The Royals should be well rested and ready to go for this series and have an opportunity to take advantage of the Mets, because I look at the Mets kind of like one of those teams, like when it's going good, it's great. Everything's wonderful. But the minute it goes bad, it's going to go bad really, really fast mm-hmm. on that team. And I think we're starting to kind of see that a little bit. You mentioned getting swept by the Pirates. Now having a doubleheader in Baltimore today when the Royals have an off day, this is a good opportunity to take advantage of the Mets. Sometimes it's not who you play, it's when you play them. And I think they're getting the Mets, a very good baseball team right now, record-wise, at a great time for the Royals.
Royals in their last 10 are 7-3. The Mets are 5-5. The Mets in their last 20 are 8-12. The Royals are 10-10 in their last 20 games. So the other one that sticks out is 23-24 at home, 23-24 on the road.
Yeah.
So consistent, I guess, but almost 500 all the way around. So we move on to the draft, and you say you hope that they draft this kid because of the name?
Because of the name. Yeah, I have no idea who the hell he is.
No one does.
No, yeah, nobody
does.
He's
a high schooler.
Yeah, nobody. You may know the Holiday kid or, you know, whoever else in the Major League Baseball draft.
The pitcher from LSU
draft,
and the kid from Arkansas through the perfect, or the no-hitter.
Exactly. Right. And after that,
Sharon Wood, is that his name?
Yeah, exactly.
Or something
like that. So what's it called? Baseball America, which I love for the minor league stuff and draft, because they know better than I do, and all of us, quite honestly, maybe better than some of the teams. They have the Royals taking somebody named Cruz Schoolcraft. Don't you want that guy on the team? Left-handed pitcher from Portland, Oregon, Cruz Schoolcraft.
I wish his name was Cruz Steven. Because we have a Steven Cruz, and you have both of them together. We're like, they could just flop jerseys, and you wouldn't know who's who.
And it's Cruz, K-R-U-Z, too. I think that's a cool spelling of the name.
Cruz Schoolcraft. Out of Sunset High School in Portland.
Yeah.
You ever been to Portland?
I have.
Of course you have. You've been everywhere but Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah.
Portland's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of
homeless with drugs, though, so you got to be careful. Yeah. You step over them, and when they pee, you got to step over the pee, but that's the West Coast.
Yeah. And then we had the other thing that was announced yesterday with baseball, is that they're going to use the ABS system for the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Fans, yes, we all agree there. We're all good on
that. I've not heard one fan say they're really against the ABS. And if you are, yeah, but he even gave some wiggle room there, defiant, like this will ruin the game. I think anybody who's seen the ABS in person understands this is one of the greatest innovations that we've seen in professional sports in our lifetimes. This is going to be something that is going to be spectacular. And Major League Baseball knows the fans are going to love it. That's why they're doing it in the All-Star game. They're assembling their masses along the lines of who's going to win the lockout that's going to come after the 26th season. The owners will be locking the players out. I saw a story yesterday about that from, you know, one of the baseball insiders, may have been Kirkchin or somebody of that nature, where they're planning to lock the players out. That's a tool. They have the opportunity to use that. They're going to use that. But they're also trying to curry favor with the fans on the owner side of things by rolling out the ABS, because a lot of the players apparently are complaining and bitching about that for whatever reason. But the fans are going to love it. And the fans are really, 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 really going to enjoy this rule once they see it in the All-Star game. And I think it's one of those things where they're kind of just setting up the masses for negotiation ploys, you know?
Yeah. So not necessarily breaking news, but Trey Smith, the right guard for the Kansas City Chiefs, is on the Love of My Life show up in Adams with Kay Adams. And, of course, she asked all the hard-hitting questions. She asked about motivation, but she also asked about the contract extension. And this is the audio that was there today.
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player, and being prepared for training camp, because St. Joe's is around the corner. And that's going to be yeah, we don't want to talk about that right now.
Mm. One more time for those of you hard hearing in the back. Does he say St. Joe's?
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player, and being prepared for training camp, because St. Joe's is around the corner. And that's going to be we don't want to talk about that right now.
So Camp Hell is basically what that place
is. Yeah, nobody wants to go there.
That's so crazy because, like, define irony, a place nobody wants to go but comes out as a complete team.
That's
like,
right.
It's
yeah.
so crazy.
Nobody
to me.
Wants to be
no,
there.
No, they hate it
because
they know what it means. It's where Andy Reid finds out if you're a man or you're a champion.
Like, yeah.
I know that's not normal to say into the cliche, but like, they separate the men from the boys at camp, and they separate the men from the champions at camp.
And you wonder why the Chiefs are always on top, right? Mm-hmm. Because they bust their ass in training camp when everybody else is doing the country club atmosphere.
Staying in their own bed.
Yeah, you know where the Cowboys go? They go out to California, mm-hmm. and they put on a show out there, and it's nice.
But I think they have to earn their star.
Right. I think the Rams, no, that was just the Bill Parcells thing.
Okay.
I think the Rams are going to Hawaii this year for training camp for a little bit, and so the Chiefs go to St. Joe, Missouri, where nobody wants to be ever, whether it's training camp or not. There's nothing up there.
Middle of America.
I mean, right. 100 degrees, 1,000% humidity. You know that feeling you're up there. It's just a miserable, like, you can smell the hate in the air.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I don't want to go out there. It reminds me of being in high school and having two-a-days again, and I don't want to do this, and you're tired and you're exhausted, but it builds that character, and it's hard to argue when you're going to Super Bowl after Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Obviously he's saying the best PR response there is. Like, I'm letting my agents take control of it. I trust the Chiefs front office and just try to be the best that I can be. But like, I still think, and he just said he's going to St. Joe.
Yeah,
like, he's not going to hold out. He's not going to do all this stuff. I think.
Well, today.
Yeah. And he's got what?
2 weeks.
The 15th until the
15th. He has to sign the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or play the whole season under the franchise tag.
That's 5 days. What's that? Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, Monday's the 14th. Tuesday's the All-Star game, which is the 15th.
Yeah.
So will we know if he signs a contract before we hear the starting lineups of the All-Star game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your mind says no, but your heart says hopefully.
Well, I listened to him there. He gave credit to the Chiefs. He called the Chiefs front office staff All-Stars or whatever.
I leave it to the hands of my agents and, you know, obviously the front office staff of the Chiefs are elite. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just let them take care of it. I just have to focus on being the best version of myself, being the best football player, and being prepared for training camp, because St. Joe's is around the corner. And that's going to be we don't want to talk about that right now.
Does that sound like a guy who's concerned to you?
No.
It doesn't sound like a guy who's concerned to me either.
He also sounds very well polished in that response. Like, hey, when they ask you this, which he's going to, just say you trust your agents, you trust the Chiefs, and that you're just trying to be the best of yourself. Okay, sounds good. Because I don't really, I mean, I know it was not that long ago, but I don't really remember like a whole lot of Chris Jones stuff. I know he was just like, I love the Chiefs. I love Kansas City. I want to play there. Like, those cliches.
Yeah,
those.
We were telling them at the time, like, stop talking, Chris. You're ruining your bargaining power because they know you want to be here, right?
Yeah. And, you know, he trusts his team. He trusts the team of the Chiefs in their front office. And, like I said, I think they will. I think he – what do you got? You think he signs his contract before the 15th deadline?
My gut would say yes. I do.
I'm getting a lot of radio silence on this one. So I kind of feel like maybe we are getting closer. But, again, yeah. I don't last two years ago, was it, when the Chris Jones thing was 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of radio silence. There was like, I think we're close type stuff. And then it never got there. This one is a lot of radio silence right now. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. And I don't know how people read into that and whatnot. But of course, it's also the dead period of time and people are on the beach and doing their thing. But mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that needs to get figured out in the next couple of days. I mean, we want everything now, you know, we'll know. And this time next week. We'll be sitting here this time next week. We'll know exactly what the future is.
We're
for
all
Trey
Veruca
Smith,
Salts.
Right?
I want it now.
Yeah.
I want to know now.
Yeah.
Who's the starting four receivers? I want to know now.
I don't think he'd be this positive, this optimistic, if they weren't actually close and he didn't really think they were going to get this done.
And I'm not trying to flex, but we've had interviews and talks with Trey Smith before. That sounds just like Trey Smith on and off the field. Like, that's exactly what he sounds like all the time. Very positive, very upright. So, like, maybe that's just him.
Yep.
Right, like Chris Jones, kind of the same way, like Stone Cold Jones, man, Sac Nation. And then it's just like you hear him talk off the field, he's like, yeah, I want to be the best, man, I want to be paid. And then you hear Trey Smith, he's like, yeah, you know, we go out there, we play hard, and we just do that, and I trust my front office, and I trust my team. It's like, that's like kind of the same, they're the same person on and off the field, but I do believe that, you know, look, he's earned his contract, and I think the
Hell
Chiefs
yes,
know that.
He has.
You know, I mean, the Chiefs know that. He knows that. Yeah. He's a big dude. He's a big part of this offensive line. He knows that he's protecting one of the best quarterbacks in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing that concerns me is that he does have the three rings or the two rings. And he's got two championships. He's done
chasing the bag.
Why not? Man, 25 years old. Yes. You know, you missed out on the draft bag. Now you can go out there and get the career bag and be like, hey, man, somebody with a good quarterback is going to give me money, so I'm going to have another chance to keep winning, because nobody that has a bad quarterback is going to go out there and be like, we need a right guard. Like, they need a left tackle or a right tackle.
Right.
Whereas, like, right now, somebody that's got, look, Chicago, Caleb Williams, they signed a guard that the Chiefs didn't want to sign. He has nothing to prove other than money. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 years older than Trey Smith,
so I get why. Yeah, that's why you make that trade. Yeah.
Also, Trey Smith on motivation for a team after a Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, I think you need losses in life to learn from it. You need losses to create. You need adversity to create endurance. You know, it helps build character from that as well. And, you know, if you go and win, you don't have any negativity that comes in your way. You know, you get used to it. You become complacent. And I think that's the beautiful thing about a loss. It taught us how much it hurt to lose comparatively to how great it felt to win. You know, I hate losing more than winning. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the lesson in last year then, that loss?
I think the lesson is finish. For me personally, just finish strong. You know, we got to that point. We battled every single game to get to the Super Bowl 3 years consecutively.
Wins.
Yeah. And, you know, we still fell short. And that's something that, you know, I have to reflect on. How could I have been better in the Super Bowl to help my team win? And, you know, all of our guys, obviously, once again, it's a bad taste in our mouth, but we just want to come back and be more effective. We want to hoist that Lombardi.
Do you feel like this was like a loss that's going to propel the next three wins? Like, is that how it feels? That's sort of how I'm looking at it. Like, not that you needed the loss, but that this loss will sort of be the trajectory for the next 5 years of the Patrick Mahomes and Trey Smith era, if Veach gets this thing done, which he needs to get done.
Yeah, I think it's definitely it's going to be a reminder. And once again, like that feeling we had at the end of the season, and, you know, just hearing about it a lot in the off season, and it's just like, man, it's definitely gonna fuel the fire that's already within us that we want to go get it done.
Sounds like a guy that wants to be a Chief for life.
Yep. Also, sounds like a team that's ready to go 17-0 and kick everybody ass too, right? Like,
the quote that he says is what we talk about all the time on the show. You know, sometimes you got to get beat to come back stronger, right? And that's exactly what they want. Like, you got to think about those guys in that draft with was like McDuffie and Karloftis and all those guys. They don't know what losing in the Super Bowl felt like until February.
They don't know what not getting to the Super Bowl feels like.
Right. And you look at Trey Smith and those guys when they were drafted after that Tampa Bay loss, and then they lost in the AFC Championship game, and then they won two Super Bowls in a row, and it felt great, and then it was, oh, back to reality. There goes gravity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, that's one thing that they have to realize is that there are other teams that are good too that can win this thing. And if you want to be that team all the time, you don't have to be better than everybody else, but you have to consistently be better than everybody else.
Yeah, you do. And it's hard to do it, too. I mean, what the Chiefs have done over the last 7 years, and really what the Patriots did for a while, too, and for 20 years, I mean, it's remarkable because every year you have to be better than you were the season before because everybody's gunning for you. Staying on top and being number one and being the best is not an easy thing to do. It requires a hell of a lot more work because everybody's coming after you. There's no off days. And then you start to think about all the games that they've played on top, right? Like Patrick Mahomes has 17 wins in the playoffs. There's 17 games in the regular season. So they have played an entire season plus, right? An entire season plus. So Patrick Mahomes has played, what, 7 years in the NFL? He's really played 8+ years now in the NFL.
This is year nine.
This is year nine.
So he's played eight years.
But he's really played 9 seasons because he's 17-3, right, in the playoffs, or 17-4, whatever it is.
17-4, yep.
So he's played 21 playoff games. That's a season and a quarter. So he's played 9 1/4 seasons already as an NFL quarterback. People don't factor that in. He has an entire season of playoff games.
What's more impressive with Patrick Mahomes' record before we get to a break? The fact that he's won 17 playoff games, or the fact that his 4 losses are Super Bowl, overtime, and AFC Championship game? Those are his 4 losses. Not like a first-round bounce.
Yeah, no.
Not a divisional round bounce. Literally, 2 overtime losses in the AFC Championship game and 2 Super Bowl losses. Or 17 wins. Like, that's crazy.
I don't even know how to answer that question. Like
17 wins would be me, but yeah, it is both.
Yeah, no, it is both. Yeah. Because tomorrow I would say, nah, I mean, those 4 losses are pretty impressive. Like, everything he does is impressive. I mean, like, what are we doing here? You know, like, everything this guy does is impressive. And people are like, well, I think Josh Allen's better. Okay, take a seat. But have a seat with your Lamar Jacksons and your Joe Burrows and whoever else you think is better than Patrick Mahomes. The guy has played 21 playoff games, guys. It's insane. People do never, ever, ever consider that as the wear and tear for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, yeah, he's only been in the league 9 years, but he's played 10 years worth of games.
Mm-hmm.
And sidebar, Kay Adams, such a good interviewer. Just having a conversation with Trey there. She obviously has, like we all do, have a million questions that we're set to ask. You've thought about this interview, know this player. He gives you an answer that you don't necessarily weren't ready for. Hey, hold off on that next question that you have on your pad. Ask what he just said. And now they had a 2-minute conversation and some pretty good quotes. What could have been just a 20-second generic answer, Kay Adams turned into 2 minutes of good content.
Well, I tell the people all the time, they go, what's the most important part of your job? Listening is the most important part of your job. Because if you're not listening to what somebody's saying,
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You may miss something very important to move on to the next topic for. You've got to constantly be listening to what everybody says. You never know when somebody's going to say something, just like Kay Adams. I mean, that's what makes a good interviewer, is just listening to what somebody says and following up on some of that stuff. Just because you have questions doesn't mean you got to ask them. Sometimes they lead you down a path.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Hello, America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.